Hey Randy, my name's Hudson. I see you have The Last Battle in the background. I'm actually reading that right
Oh,
now.
are you? Yeah, great,
What is it
great book.
on
Great book.
that? So my question is, was there ever a time where you and your wife did not agree on where to give your money, or a time where you felt uncertain on where to give your money, and how did you resolve
Nancy and I always agreed on everything. No, just kidding. No,
that?
yeah, there were times where okay, so God gives all of us different gifts. I think one of the biggest indications that he may give people, the gift of giving is one of those gifts rarely talked about, but it's there in the list in Romans 12. It's interesting how we talk a lot about maybe the gift of leadership and teaching and administration, prophetic gifts, things like that. And some people in some circles talk a lot about gifts of healing, but you don't hear giving talked about very much as a special gift. I think one of the biggest indications that you might have the gift of giving is that God provides you the resources to fulfill that gift. And that's wealth. If he provides for you a lot of wealth, it may be because he has given you the gift of giving. Now, whether you have the gift or not, of course you give. So there's a gift of mercy. So should only people with the gift of mercy be merciful? Of course not. So we should all give. But I'm sorry, remind me of the question again because I started to go off.
I was just asking
Yeah, oh
what
yeah,
your
my wife.
thoughts
I got it.
about
I'm back to it now. Yeah. So we
the
used to, because the reason I went off on that is because I think God has given me the gift of giving, but I'd still be responsible to give whether I have the gift or not. And Nancy was gifted in other areas. So naturally, her thought was, well, if we keep giving as much as we're giving, is this I mean, are we going to get into trouble? Are we going to will we be able to afford, a nicer vacation? We always went on vacations. They weren't always as nice of vacations, but we had as much fun on them as I think we otherwise would have. But we kind of learned together to sacrifice in giving. And but I never, I would say, look, if you're not, I don't want to give this much if you feel it's wrong for us to give this much. And then she would say, well, I think it would probably be right, but I'm just wondering. And then sometimes we'd, maybe take the figure I was proposing and come down. Well, one of the things I loved was in our last 15, 20 years together, we'd have a special famine relief offering at church, and we'd both come up with a figure, and then we'd propose it. Many times, even a substantially large figure, we'd propose the same figure and we'd go, wow, I mean, God is definitely in this. But what I loved was one year, I had proposed a certain amount and she proposed much more. And she looked at me and she says, I beat you this time. And then, but what was great was God provided and it was like, oh, it was wonderful. And then from that point forward, she was, it was kind of like we're up in the game, And what a wonderful thing to do in a marriage. And this is why she was able to say to me, and I was able to say to her at the end of her life, thank you for my life. this hits pretty close to home, so this would be difficult for me to say, but and I have said it to, I don't even remember saying this to anyone, but she said, because you took the initiative with our giving to give away all the royalties and all of that, she said, I know my reward in heaven is going to be greater. And she said, thank you. And then I thought of all the areas where she pressed me, including giving, but that made me a better person where I would have more reward in heaven. And I think what we do in the Christian community often is we lower the bar for each other instead of raising the bar. And you see this in 2 Corinthians 8, where Paul is literally saying, let me tell you about You people in Achaia, let me tell you about the Macedonian Christians. So you got Northern Greece and Southern Greece, and how they're giving. And it's just, and he's like raising the bar. It's like a giving competition. Now, of course, that could be a bad thing if it's done in any kind of arrogant or prideful way. But I just think we need to be better examples for each other.